Today, I'm guessing we have fewer people listening. It's the opening of the 17A winter moose season. Frankly, I'd like to be out there too, but I have a few more odds and ends to get my machine ready before I can point myself west and hit the throttle. Next week, I'm thinking might work. I am guessing almost all of those who participate in the season will do so with a long gun of some type, with most of those being bolt-action rifles, but maybe a few AR types, and possibly another oddball or two. Mine likely will be a lever action. I have to believe for a winter season like this, not a lot of other weapons, say archery gear or black powder rifles, get used, but I could be wrong. Those who are hunting are likely doing so for the very express purpose of getting meat, and the simplest, most effective way to do that, is with a modern rifle in a caliber that can reach out and touch a moose like the hammer of Thor. That said, I am sure some folks will have lesser guns for other reasons, say a .22 of some sort, for small game and birds. I know that's my plan. It's also likely, for that very reason, some will carry a pistol of some sort, though I have doubts anyone will actually be hunting with one, at least for moose. Again, I could be wrong. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I'm betting a lot of people around Bristol Bay have handguns of various sorts. Some of you probably have a lot of handguns. They can certainly be both useful and fun in a whole lot of ways. I'm going to try not to be too loosey-goosey or wrong with my vernacular, but there are terms that get used interchangeably when it comes to handheld firearms. The NRA Firearms Sourcebook defines a pistol, the word I used a moment ago, as a generic term for a handheld firearm, often used more specifically to refer to a single-shot, revolver, or semi-automatic handgun. Some folks use the term handgun for any handheld firearm, but only use pistol for semi-automatic handguns, but not for revolvers. Instead, referring to them as revolvers, but not as pistols. Some believe pistol and handgun may be used interchangeably, and that's where I'm likely at on this topic. I get wanting to be able to categorize things, but it's a fact that the word pistol was an established term for a handgun long before the semi-auto came onto the scene. Because of that, in my mind, it's okay to use pistols and handguns as interchangeable, while acknowledging there are different types of each. And if you're reaching for the off button on the radio right now, I understand and have a great day. Some folks get kind of persnicketive about this stuff. Handguns have been around since the 1500s, though the details are debated and the use of the word pistol has several possibilities for how that started. At least the 1500s is the start, unless you want to go back to the 1200s with the Chinese and the creation of hand cannons. These were literally what they sound like and look like too. Picture a cannon barrel, a small one, held with the hands, a little over a foot in length, weighing 7 or 8 pounds and with an inner barrel diameter of about an inch. Sounds fun to shoot, doesn't it? It'd sure add a new element of challenge to winter moose hunting. But I digress. Pistols, as we think of them, or at least trending in that direction, started to pop up across Europe in the 1500s. Today, handguns come in all shapes and sizes. Most are one of three things: single shot, semi-auto, or revolver. I have a hard time believing that many people don't know what each of those three are, but, yeah, you know what they say, never assume. A revolver has a revolving cylinder that holds the cartridges. A six-shot revolver is very common, but that number can be anywhere between 5 and 9 and not be considered unusual. A single shot is just that, one cartridge in the chamber. And a semi-auto has a magazine, usually, and will fire time after time as fast as you can pull the trigger until the magazine is empty. The magazines on some can hold way more than a dozen rounds. There are any number of reasons for why people choose what they do, from intended purpose to financial wherewithal to simple aesthetics. As with most things, beauty is truly in the eye of the beholder. I have had my share of handguns. I have shot all three types I mentioned. I own a few now. A dizzying array of styles, calibers, and sizes are available today. Some are so small, they literally weigh less than 10 ounces and are very, very concealable. Some have 18-inch barrels, weigh as much as a rifle, and I kind of scratch my head over the fact they're considered pistols. Some are of an AR style and, frankly, aside from barrel length, don't really look a whole lot different than AR rifles. But most handguns probably look like something we're familiar with through the internet or TV or movies. My first associations with handguns were two my grandpa had and one that my dad had. My dad had, and still has, a Ruger Bearcat 22 revolver. I've shot it a bunch. I'd love to own it. I believe my younger brother has dibs on it, to my chagrin. Grandpa had two, a 9-shot H&R 22 revolver he bought as a teen in the 1920s. I grew up shooting that gun, and I own it today. The other was a single-shot military training pistol. I don't remember much else about it, and my brother got that one. The 9-shot revolver I have isn't worth much. I doubt you could trade it for a cup of coffee at the Tide table, and it's not accurate. I can maintain maybe 20-inch groups at about 10 feet. But because it was Grandpa's, I treasure it. It was our trapline gun and what we used to plink with on the farm when I was too young to care a whole lot about accuracy. I've had one serious single-shot pistol in my life, a Thompson Center Contender I bought when I lived in the village. It's one of the few guns I've ever sold, and while I got a nice gun with the money I got for it, I regret selling it. It was stainless steel and chambered in 35 Remington. I had it scoped and used it to kill caribou when I lived in Non-Dalton. It was a very solid gun, and a lot of fun, if a bit heavy and cumbersome. I've had a few revolvers and shot others, and some can do some pretty nifty things. I had a buddy that used to live here that had a Taurus Judge. If you're not familiar with the Judge, it can shoot both 410 shot shells and 45 long Colt cartridges. Pretty neat idea, right? Well, I thought so, and was contemplating buying one until I used his. I spruce grouse hunted one fall morning with another friend. I used the Judge. I can't begin to tell you how many birds I missed. It was frustrating. We stopped at a gravel pit to see what was up. At a distance of about 20 feet, my friend routinely hit his coffee cup. A Tide table coffee cup, ironically. But when I shot at it, shot after shot with shot shells with the Judge, it wasn't touching the cup. I switched to a 22 revolver I had also brought and did take home some birds that day and gave up on the idea of a Judge. Maybe my experiences were abnormal. Maybe it makes a darn fine self-defense gun. But that day, it sucked that particular morning on birds. The gun I switched to that day is a Colt 22 revolver my stepdad had owned. It's not really a gun meant for hunting, but I practice with it and have fun hunting with it. I've killed my share of birds and bunnies with it, though it's not as much of a sure thing as a scoped rifle. But it has sentimental value and I enjoy shooting it, so it's all good by me. The main uses for handguns could probably be lumped into a few broad categories, like law enforcement, military, personal and home defense, recreational and hunting. Those make sense to me, and while I've never been in law enforcement or the military, I've sure used them for the other three. Personal and home protection handguns can be those you keep at home to defend your family, and also those you carry on your person at times when you are away from home. Also under that protection umbrella, for those of us who live in Alaska, are times when we carry handguns as a form of protection against aggressive animal encounters. Are handguns the best solution for that? Maybe not. I'd personally posit that a 12-gauge with slugs is a better option, but with the right practice and ammunition, a good handgun is a viable option for sure. As far as hunting, there are handguns out there that are more than capable of killing the largest animals on Earth. Much more common, probably, would be hunting like what I do with my 22 revolver. Hunt ptarmigan and hares and grouse and such. In a similar vein, a pistol can be a great tool to have as a part of a personal survival kit. Also, recreational use can be anything from a fun day at the range to actual competitions. I've never been a part of a competition, but me and my youngest daughter sure do like a good day at the range. Frankly, we're at kind of an odd time in our history. It's been really, really hard lately to find firearms of some sorts and ammunition and reloading components. To back that up, I was reading a story recently by a guy in the firearms industry. He gave two examples. With one, a customer found a box of .38-55 ammunition sitting alone on the shelf. I actually aspire to own a .38-55 someday, but it's not something most folks would seek out. The customer asked if there was anything in the store that would shoot it, as it was the only box of ammunition there. The other example, he saw a fellow who entered a gun shop wanting a Glock, a very popular semi-auto pistol for those who might not know, and he left the store with a Uberti single-action revolver and .45 Colt, because it was the only handgun they had in stock in the store. My message to you, in summing it up today, would be, handguns can be great tools and great fun. I sure appreciate them. They come in a lot of sizes and calibers and styles. And finding good firearms and the stuff to be able to shoot them, well, it's not as easy as it used to be. Here's hoping that 2021 brings relief on that front. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.